Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Next up, here on 100 Yards of Football, Vincent Turner takes a deep dive on last year's Super Bowl MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year for the LA Rams comes in at 6'2", 208 pounds. Vincent Turner explores Cooper Kupp right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Cooper Kupp, the Los Angeles Rams, John Wayne, Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Hollywood. He's the man of the hour. Cooper Kupp. I'm going to be honest with you, man. The young man came out of the 2017 NFL draft, drafted in the third round. I didn't have no inkling and never heard of the young man because I keep up with Division I football, and he came out of Eastern Washington. But what I didn't know about Mr. Kupp, that he had a father that played in the league and a grandfather. So he had NFL royalty around him. But when you're talking about greatness, you talk about improving. You look at Cooper Kupp, and each year the young man came believing, and he had a coach in Sean McVay that knew what he had outside as talent. The thing about that sticks out of my mind about Cooper Kupp right quick, it's not what he did last season. I'm gonna get to that, but he tore his ACL the year the Rams went to the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. Didn't play the rest of the year, but then look what he did. He came back with vengeance. And then the one thing that I like about Cooper Kupp is his skill set. Workaholic, A plus. Unbelievable worker. Unbelievable guy. So when you're a workaholic, you're a leader. That's why I brought up John Wayne. That's why I brought up Jack Nicholson. That's what I brought up Warren Beatty. Now I'm going to throw Denzel Washington in there. Then I'm going to throw Magic Johnson with the LA Lakers in there. Tom Brady with the New England Patriots by way of Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Leaders. Winners. That's what I see in Cooper Kupp right now. Then if you look in his skill set as a receiver, ability to really run the short route, A plus. Unbelievable body control, A plus. And quarterback friendly catching the ball, A plus. Cooper Kupp. Game preparation, A plus. Separation, A plus. Speed, A plus. Can really catch the ball in traffic. I've seen a young man take hits. And when you look at Cooper Kupp, you're looking at him at 6'2", about 207, but he really don't look that physical. But he's a physical football player. And the thing I like about him is the words that he put out there after he tore his ACL. God made me with a purpose. God made me with a purpose. He gave me the passion and the God-gift talent to play at the highest level. That's why he was the first Triple Crown winner since Steve Smith did it in 2005. Most yards, most catches, most touchdowns in the National Football League last season. He's trying to become the first player to win it back to back. And I wouldn't bet against him. But the last time we had a Triple Crown winner, to show you how much history is in this game and how special Cooper Kupp is, it's been 1941 since we had the last receiver to win the Triple Crown back to back. Don Hutson, Roll Tide, University of Alabama, teammates with the greatest coach allegedly in Alabama history, Bill Bryant. But this is what I want to say about Cooper Kupp. Last year, 145 receptions, 1,947 yards, 16 touchdowns, broke Pro Football's record of receiving yards. But the thing what I like about him, look what he did in the playoffs. Look what he did in the playoffs. Six touchdowns. Big-time players make big-time plays. Big-time players play in the biggest moments. Super Bowl MVP, 2 touchdowns in that game. Caught the winning touchdown. But what really was impressive in the divisional game against Tampa Bay in that 40-yard reception. So let's be real. The Rams came close to losing to Tampa Bay one play. They came close to losing to San Francisco for one play, and they came close to losing in the Super Bowl to Cincinnati for one play. But when you look at Cooper Kupp, I'm going to go back what he did. Offensive Player of the Year, National Football League, one more time, 145 receptions, over 1,900 yards, 16 touchdowns. But think about this. Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Lance Allworth, Otis Taylor, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Anthony Carter, Lance Swan, Roy Green, Al Toon, Sterling Sharp, Chris Carter, Marvin Harrison, Kevin Johnson. All those guys are not a Triple Crown winner, except for Jerry Rice. Cooper Kupp sits on the top of that mountain now. He is the number one receiver in the National Football League. He's the reason the Rams have got a great shot of repeating. But the thing I like about him, and I'm going to end it today, is that the Rams won the Super Bowl, and you saw the parties, you saw the aftermath, but they had the OTAs, and they came back in April, and who was the first player, the first guy that came through the doors? It was Cooper Kupp, not the rookies, not the veteran players. The thing he said is that last year's over. I got to be better than I was last year. That's why when you look at him, he might be the first player to be a repeated champion, a Triple Crown as a wide receiver since Don Hutson did it in 1941. And Don Hutson did it 3 years in a row, 1941 and 1944. This young man is a special football player, man. And what I love about him, he came back after a torn ACL some years ago, and now he's elevated his game. But listen to the key words. God made me with a purpose.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Unbelievable. Honored to do a video on this young man, wide receiver with the LA Rams from Eastern Washington University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And special thanks to my man who brought the great intro up for me, Mr. Mark Bass. The only thing I can think about Cooper Kupp is Sandman by Metallica. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget, my son. To include everyone, I tuck you in, long within. Keep you free from sin till the Sandman comes. Hollywood, Cooper Kupp, LA Rams, California YA, John Wayne, Warren Beatty, Denzel Washington, Jack Nicholson. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.